Good morning. Welcome back into Wake Up America. I'm Rob Finnerty. Hope you had a great weekend. The debt ceiling battle could continue into the spring, could go all the way to June. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy will reportedly meet on Wednesday at the White House with the president. McCarthy says cuts to Medicare and Social Security are off the table for now. Joining us now for more, New York Congresswoman Claudia Tenney. Congresswoman, great to have you on. I want you to take a listen to what McCarthy had to say yesterday about this debt ceiling battle.
Have accepted an invitation to meet with President Biden. When will that happen and what offer will you put on the table?
Well, we're going to meet this Wednesday. I know the president said he didn't want to have any discussions, but I think it's very important that our whole government is designed to find compromise. I want to find a reasonable and a responsible way that we can lift the debt ceiling but take control of this runaway spending.
Congresswoman, how do you think this plays out?
Well, it's interesting. I know we're trying to leverage this somewhat, but the Democrats are determined to say we're not going to negotiate. But this has been done before. President Obama negotiated when facing a debt ceiling battle in 2011, and it's not unprecedented. But I think that President Biden would be well advised to compromise on spending because this is what's driving inflation. Not only that, but his energy policy and our bad energy policy, taking away our independence on fossil fuels, also forcing us into this electrification. And part of the so-called Inflation and Reduction Act, which remember, when it passed, the Democrats said this is the biggest climate bill we've ever passed. So it's basically the Green New Deal. We spend billions of dollars on subsidies to green energy, which are going to have a negligible impact on emissions and are only going to drive inflation even higher. So 30% of energy costs are part of what is driving inflation, particularly in upstate New York, where we are dependent on fossil fuels for fertilizer, for driving our cars, for mowing and maintaining our farms. Look, I have the largest dairy district in the Northeast and the largest ag district in the Northeast. People would find that hard to believe in upstate New York, but we are dependent on these fuels for right now. And this very speedy move to 100% electrification, first of all, is impossible. But it's really hurting people who are suffering every single day, small business owners, individuals, and our economy in general, when we face China and India and other countries that are striving and putting coal plants online.
Yeah, a lot of people, millions of Americans, are concerned about Social Security and Medicare as well. Joe Biden says that could be on the chopping block. Kevin McCarthy said no. This from the Washington Post, McCarthy saying, quote, you've got to protect Medicare and Social Security and the path the Democrats are going. They are going bankrupt. So let's sit down and find a place that we can protect Medicare and Social Security and make the investments we need to make America stronger. Is there any chance, as you see it right now, that those two items in particular, Medicare and Social Security, are vulnerable throughout these negotiations?
Yeah, the key word you just said is vulnerable. We want to preserve them so we can actually expand them going forward, but you have to fix them because this path they're on is unsustainable for future generations. And in less than a week, I am going to be eligible for Social Security. So I care a lot about this. It was something my family needed something and worked into. I've been working since I was 16 years old, paying into Social Security like so many other Americans. The Democrats have always been the party that has raided the Social Security trust fund. Yeah. What I would like to see is a bill that would, by Republicans, that would say, let's preserve the Social Security Trust Fund and make sure we don't touch it. Make sure we invest it properly. Stop taking money out of it to use for programs that the rest of Americans don't approve of. Make it whole. And that's what we need to do. And we're not talking about cuts. Anytime you talk about fixing, making better, or improving, the Democrats say they're trying to cut Social Security. It is just a scare tactic. No one on the Republican side that I know of wants it to go away, especially those like me who have paid into it since I was 16 years old.
Congresswoman, just about 20 seconds left. Some interesting news over the weekend. So the Wall Street Journal reporting that, DirecTV, who dumped Newsmax from their lineup midnight Tuesday night, they're adding a new conservative channel that apparently is going to drop in the next month or so. The channel's called The First. I'd never heard of it. Bill O'Reilly will be a part of this channel. And some other conservative names that have been around the media for a while. What's your take on this? Maybe this was the plan all along for DirecTV. What's your take on this whole saga and sort of where we go from here?
Look, I wrote a letter on behalf of Newsmax because I could see the censorship that was coming from DirecTV This has happened to other conservative stations, some leaning conservative, although I consider you guys to be factual, a big difference. And I think you're willing to take on the hard issues, especially with your program. But what we need to do, we can't just put the conservatives in an isolated box. We all have to be in the same marketplace of ideas. So creating a separate channel where we throw all the conservatives, as opposed to having us all in the same mix, concerns me. I ran and owned a newspaper. Right. I put all of the information on all sides in one place. Not that you have to do that, but in order to get the public's attention focused on millions of people using DirecTV to say, over here, we're going to have this channel that's not going to include all right. of the ideas, concerns me about the fairness of this.
I appreciate those comments, Congresswoman. Thank you. New York Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, we'll see you again soon. Thank you.